bag.
Made out of?
Paper.
What's the difference between a bag and a sack?
Well, I actually believe we didn't think there was any difference. Except, no, I guess we thought a sack was like a, what we call a croaker sack, which was woven out of like hemp.
So a sack would be cloth or something?
Cloth. That was a sack. And a paper sack was a bag.
Mm-hmm. Any other names for croaker sacks?
Everyone here call them croaker sacks.
What about gunny sack or toe sack?
I've heard the expression gunny sack, but I never, we didn't use it as croaker sack.
And nowadays if a lamp, electric lamp burned out, you'd have to screw in a new
bulb.
What kind of bulb?
Light bulb.
And if you opened a bottle and wanted to close it back up, you could stick in a...
The stopper.
Made out of...
Cork.
And something that, a musical instrument you blow on like this.
Harmonica.
Okay, any other name?
Harp. Some people call them harps.
What about the one like this?
Jew's harp.
And what would you call the amount of corn that you could take to a mill to be ground?
Well, again, I think that I just wasn't familiar with that because we never did that.
Do you ever hear people use the expression of turn?
No, but I've heard the expression tote.
Uh-huh.
Tote was the amount of wood you could carry in yards for the fireplace.
A tote?
Tote.
T-O-T-E.
T-O-T-E.
Any other name for that? Is that what you would call it?
Actually, people used to sell wood on the streets in Pensacola by the tote. Tote of wood you could buy for 10 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And the tote was as much as he could carry in his arm.
Another way of saying that, you could call it an arm?
It would be an armful.
Uh-huh.
But it was called a tote.
Is that a word you use much, tote?
We used to use it all the time.
Say if a person didn't have a full load of wood on his wagon, you'd say he had a...
Half load.
Did you ever hear the expression a jag of wood?
No, never did.
And if a man had a load of wood and he was driving along, you'd say he was...
Delivering wood.
Or he's... Did you ever say he's hauling or...
Oh, yes, yeah. Hauling.
Huh?
Hauling.
Okay. And say if there was a log across the road, you'd say we tied a chain to it and we... what it out of the way.
I can only think of pulled it out of there.
Or using the word drag, you say we.
Dragged it out.
Okay. And we have, what, many logs out of the road?
We have drug many logs out of
there. Okay. And you have to tie a chain around it.
And to drag it.
Okay. And on the wagon wheel, the thing that runs across and connects one wheel to the other is called...
Spoke.
Or one wheel to the other.
Axle.
And... starting with the inside of the wheel, you'd have the hub, and the spokes would come out, and they'd fit into the...
Rim.
What's the rim made out of?
Well, the face rim was wood, and then it had a steel band shrunk on it, which we call the tire.
Did you ever hear of the first rim called a felly?
Never did.
And if you have a wagon and two horses, the long wooden piece that comes between the horses...
Tongue.
What about with the buggy? The things on each side of the horse?
I need to be prompted because I know what I can't think.
Do you ever hear of thills or shafts or...
Shafts.
Huh?
We call it shafts.
Okay. And